Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Stop talking.
Stop talking
about the Iraqis.
Be honest with me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Your Health is Your Wealth with your host, Rashad Suni El Amin. As you all know, I'm a holistic educator and a naturopathic practitioner. I thank you all for tuning in this evening. And I also thank Imam Alfred Muhammad, who allows me this spot every Thursday, now at 7 o'clock. And I wasn't aware that the time had been changed, the show time has been changed to 7 o'clock. I thought it was at 6, and I called in, and he said I still had an hour. And I called Imam Alfred. He said, no, he had to change because of his schedule. So, for me this evening, the show may be cut a little short because I have some other things I have to attend to. So next week I'll be prepared to do the full hour and a half. Again, thank you for listening. I always suggest everybody to have a pen, pad, or a pencil available to take notes because the information that we share with you here is very valuable. And, of course, we also ask that you ask your family members to tune in, friends, co-workers. Ask them all to tune in so they can also benefit from this program. Again, I thank you. Okay, we have a few things we're going to touch on today, but I always try to start with some little tidbits before I get into the major topic that I have for you. So we're going to start speaking about the Mediterranean diet. And myself, I follow that almost to the T. Not that I ever studied it to see what it was, but when I did look at it and found out what the Mediterranean diet was, I was basically eating that type of diet. Believe it or not, yes. It was very close to what they have. And my health has been beautiful. I've been practicing this way of eating for 30-some years, and the benefits have been rewarding. I'm telling you, you feel so good. Your body feels so good. You feel like you have a new lease on life. When you eat properly, you live properly, your lifestyle is right, you can't go wrong, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. But just a quick note on the Mediterranean diet. They have a large, rigorous study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that confirmed the health benefits of those who switched to Mediterranean diet. Because, as you know, the Mediterranean diet is rich in omega-3 fish oil as well as protective nutrients called polyphenols, which are found in olive oil, fruits, vegetables, nuts like walnuts. Yes, and, you know, those of you who listen religiously, I always speak about olive oil, how great olive oil is. Extra virgin olive oil, organic and from Italy or from Sicily, where you know you're getting 100% olive oil and not some oil that's mixed with chestnut oil like those from Turkey and from some South American countries, which are not pure olive oil. Spain, you may get some extra virgin olive oil. Even some of the oils from that country are mixed with chestnut oil. So you want the real deal. And always buy organic. That's the best. I always suggest organic. That's the best way to go if you want good health. Anyway, the study ended early because the benefits were so overwhelming with with startling benefits for vascular health, that it was considered unethical, to continue to deprive the control group. So in addition to the health-promoting benefits of vegetables and fruits with their abundance of polyphenol nutrients, the Mediterranean diet group took at least 4 tablespoons of polyphenol-rich extra virgin olive oil a day. Yes, they were taking that 4 tablespoons of olive oil a day in which they received this benefit. Now, you don't have to have 4 tablespoons. I know myself, I have at least 1 tablespoon every morning upon rising. After I have my water and certain supplements, I take a tablespoon of the oil and also use it in my salad. I try to have a salad every day. And I just use extra virgin olive oil in there. I try not to use any dressing or any of that type of thing, which to me just covers the real taste of the vegetables. And you want to have something that on there where you can still taste the greens, the tomatoes, and the cucumbers, the onions, or whatever. So I suggest olive oil for your salad. And the walnuts are great, too. A lot of studies have shown how great it is for your heart, which has the omega-3 fatty acids. A lot of people think it's you only get omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. Not so. The flaxseed has shown to be equivalent to fish oil as far as omega-3s go, and the walnuts also. So you can benefit from that if you don't care for the fish or the fishy taste. Try those. But I just wanted to share that tidbit with you because this is great for your heart, for your veins, your arteries. This is what you need, something that's natural, made in nature, not some artificial man-made nonsense that these markets are now selling. You don't want that. You want the real deal, real food for real people. That's what I always say. So, anyway, let's go to Lou Gehrig's disease. The same omega-3s, they say, may reduce the risk of Lou Gehrig's disease. That's ALS. And an article also published in the Journal of the American Medical Association of Neurology reports that those who consume high levels of omega-3 fatty acids had a dramatically reduced risk of developing amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, in a meta-analysis of 5 large studies. Now, Lou Gehrig's disease, you would never want to have that. It's said, I have a friend here, a brother I've known for many years, and I'm not going to mention his name, but this man, excellent shape physically, mentally, but he came down with ALS. And it's just sad to see him in a wheelchair. He's wheelchair bound. He can't even feed himself. He just can't do nothing. People have to tend to him 24/7. And it's sad. It is really sad to see someone who is vibrant health, physically fit. Only God knows what's going to happen down the line to you. And it just hurt to see that. And I just pray somehow he can just use his mind to help maybe reverse this condition because, you know, the mind is very powerful. And if you have the right mindset, you'd be amazed at what you can do. But anyway, it's a terrible disease. But anyway, the researchers analyzed the diets of over 1 million participants for a period of 9 to 24 years. And during this time, 995 individuals were detected with ALS. So omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to reduce inflammation and oxidative stress on cells, and both of those processes damage nerve tissues and have been linked with ALS. In the study, individuals with higher dietary intakes of total omega-3 fatty acids had a reduced risk for ALS. And that was by the lead researcher, Catherine Fitzgerald of the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. So those in the top 20% in terms of their omega-3 fatty acid consumption reduced their risk of developing ALS by one-third compared to those in the bottom 20%. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. You see, whatever God makes, the natural things, it's like food is your medicine. Food is your medicine. If you want health, you have to eat real food, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you this, the man-made artificial foods these days are destroying our health, and a lot of us just think that diet has nothing to do with it. Diet has everything to do with it. So keep that in mind. Another tidbit I'd like to share with you, and this study is on vitamin D. They say that vitamin D boosts survival rates of colon cancer patients. And the results of a study reported in the Journal of the Clinical Oncology, found that colon cancer patients with the highest levels of vitamin D in their blood had half the risk of dying when compared with patients with the lowest levels. Think about that. And researchers at the Medical Research Council Human Genetics Unit at the University of Edinburgh studied almost 1,600 patients who had surgery for colorectal cancer. And the study is the first to link long-term survival predictions of colon cancer patients at the diagnosis with the total blood levels of vitamin D. So vitamin D is known to boost calcium absorption and bone growth. And previous studies have suggested a correlation between low vitamin D levels and an increased risk of many diseases, including osteoporosis, cancer, and cardiovascular diseases. And the research is led by Professor Malcolm Dunlop of the University of Edinburgh and Western General Hospital in the UK tested blood samples from almost 1,600 patients after surgery for colon cancer. They found the greatest benefit of vitamin D in patients with stage 2 cancers when the tumor is large but hasn't yet spread. And three-quarters of the patients with the highest vitamin D